My dearly beloved in Christ, today's gospel story or parable is unique in that it is the only one that our Lord gives the explanation of the meaning. And he says that the seed that the sower uses to sow the fields, that the seed is the Word of God. The Word of God, or the teaching, the revelation that comes to us from Almighty God. We hear this word, or we perceive it. It comes to us in different ways. We hear it in the epistles and gospels. We hear it explained in the sermon. We read our spiritual reading in which the faith is explained. We also receive interiorly inspirations, God speaking to us, and also we have the good example of those around us leading us on to put the Word of God into practice. And we must be grateful that we have been given the Word of God, that we have heard the Gospels and the Epistles explained so often, and that we have so many good books that we can use to study, to learn our faith. But the important thing is that we cultivate, so to speak, the soil of the soul. Because you notice that the seed, which is the same seed that is broadcast all over the farm, that it bears fruit according to the soil on which it falls. If the soil is well cultivated, the seed will bear abundant fruit. But if it falls on the wayside where men walk, or on the rocky ground or the thorny ground, it's not going to bear very much fruit, if any. And so we must cultivate our soul, and we do that through our prayer life. We do that through devout and frequent reception of the sacraments. And we also must have the quality of humility for the seed of the Word of God to germinate in our souls, to produce fruit. Pride is the enemy of Almighty God. He is repulsed by pride, whereas on the other hand, he is attracted by humility. And it's important to reflect upon this because pride is so insidious. It is so often unnoticed, where the proud man either doesn't realize he is proud, or more likely, doesn't want to admit it to himself and especially not to others. But we see humility, especially in the example of our Blessed Mother. And at the visitation, when she visited her cousin Elizabeth, and Elizabeth praised Our Lady and said, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb." She said, "Blessed is she who has believed, because the things spoken to her by the Lord shall be accomplished." So there were all these wonderful praises of Our Lady. And Our Lady replied with a prayer that we call the Magnificat. "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God, my salvation, for he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. He that is mighty has done great things to me." And why? Because again, she was so humble. He has regarded the lowliness or the humility of his handmaid. So this quality of humility is very important. And in that regard, you might be wondering why in this very long epistle that we have for today, why St. Paul is talking about himself. He is talking about everything that he had undergone. He was shipwrecked. He was scourged. He was imprisoned. He was even stoned. And he survived all of these tortures and punishments, all of this ordeal. And St. Paul narrates this because he's trying to impress upon the Corinthians the love he has for their souls, and that he had undergone all of these trials to bring the gospel to them, to bring the word of God to them, that they might profit from it, be converted, and save their souls. So he talks about what he had undergone, but it was for the love of their souls. And then he says something interesting before he goes on to talk about the revelation that was given to him. He says, who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble and I am not inflamed, etc.? And he comes back to this idea of weakness later. But the point is that he recognized his weakness. And because he was humble and recognized his weakness, God did great things with him. And even talks about a revelation. And he does it in the third person. He says, I know a man who was wrapped up to the third heaven and saw things that can't even be explained. And then he identifies that it's himself later on. He says, lest the greatness of the revelations should puff me up. In other words, this being wrapped up to the third heaven, lest I should become proud, I was given, he goes on, there was given me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Concerning this, I thrice besought the Lord that it might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. So coming back again to that idea of weakness. So we see here that St. Paul was humble. He recognized that what was given him, even this revelation, was a gift of God. And to keep him from becoming proud, God allowed him to be tempted. And we are surprised at this, because here is the great St. Paul, an apostle, chosen in a unique way. 10 days ago, we had the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, how he was knocked off his horse as he was on his way to Damascus to persecute the Christians, to arrest the Christians. And our Lord spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? And Saul said, who art thou, Lord? And our Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And in that moment, he recognized that Jesus truly was the Messiah that their prophets had predicted, and that he was persecuting him by persecuting his followers, the members of his mystical body. And St. Paul was instantly converted. He went into the city, he fasted, and finally then was baptized after 3 days, and then began to preach. And as he narrates again in today's epistle, he suffered. He suffered a lot for the spread of the gospel. But when he had this revelation, he said, lest the revelation would puff him up, lest he become proud, there was given to him a thorn of the flesh. So what was that? It was a temptation, and it was a strong temptation. And he prayed 3 times, dear Lord, take it away. And our Lord didn't take it away. He said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee. So you see how God, in his goodness, keeps even his saints humble by allowing them to be tempted, not tempting them himself, but permitting them to be tempted. And we have to fight that spiritual battle. And we do so again with humility. Yes, recourse to prayer, the sacraments, but it's so important that we have a humble recognition of our weakness. And what are the motives, you might say, for humility? What are the things we can think about that help us to humble ourselves? First and foremost, our sins. If we have committed even one venial sin, it should be enough to regret it for the rest of our lives and to recognize that we are sinners undeserving of God's blessings. And how much more so for committing many sins, even mortal sins. So that is a means of humbling ourselves. But also the fact that what we have, whatever good we have, is a gift of God. It doesn't come from ourselves. Of ourselves, we can't even take a step. We can't even breathe. We can't continue to live unless God sustains us. So everything we have, except for sin, everything else is a gift of Almighty God. And notice that when St. Paul prayed that it would be taken away, what did God say to him my grace is sufficient for thee. So we have the means of grace. We have all the grace we need to conquer temptation. And yes, we should pray that the temptations will go away, or at least that we will have the grace to conquer them. And we pray with humility. Now, the last sentence then after this is, concerning this, I thrice besought the Lord that it might leave me. He has said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. And that's a very important statement, because we see this in the lives of the saints. We are amazed. You read the lives of saints, and some of them accomplish so much, and you think, how could one human being do what this saint or that saint did? But strength is made perfect in weakness. And St. Paul also said, the weak things of this world has God chosen to confound the strong. When I think about this, I think of this great American saint that we should all know, first American citizen to be canonized, and really the only one canonized by a true pope, St. Frances Xavier Cabrini. She was a nun from Italy. She died, I think, in 1917 in Chicago. But she went back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean, I think something like 19 times. She traveled all over Europe, United States. She went down to South America, establishing houses of the religious order of nuns that she founded, Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. And this small nun, diminutive nun, had as her motto, Omnia possum in eo qui me confortat, which is from an epistle of St. Paul where he said, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. And so God can accomplish a lot through us if we are humble and trusting in his help. So keep this in mind when we have temptations, that even St. Paul was tempted. All the saints were tempted. That's how they became saints, as they conquered temptation. That's how they earned their reward in heaven. But to do so, we need the grace of God, and especially we need humility. We must humble ourselves frequently, daily, and call to mind God's strength, because we can do all things in him who strengthens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.